This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jay.
All right, so you wanted to talk about ungrateful kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's one sitting in here. You didn't even see this coming, did you?
No.
You didn't even see this coming. Yep, he didn't see this coming. So I go to the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And I'm getting some water, and Carson is in there. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm making a bagel. And he had cream cheese out. And I go, oh, I was wondering who had the jalapeno cream cheese in the refrigerator, because that's just a weird, you know, random thing to have in the fridge, right? It was just standing there alone.
Yeah, not a lot of people can have jalapeno cream cheese in the morning.
Right. And so I was like, oh, I was wondering who brought that. It was just so random. I go, but it makes sense. You're making a bagel. And he goes, yeah, my mom. Oh, my God. She gave me 3 tubs of this. And I'm like, what am I going to do with that? I don't even have any bagels.
Listen, I love my mom. Like, I am a mama's boy through and through. But here's the thing. Every time I go over there, which is every day, to pick up little Debbie.
Yeah.
She unloads stuff on me. And it's just random. Like yesterday, 3 tubs of jalapeno cream cheese. She doesn't even think, she didn't even ask if I had bagels. She's like, here you go.
Oh, that bitch.
And then, like, a couple days ago, it was all this Italian ices. Like these individual cups of Italian ice in her freezer that I know she's had there for months. And she just decided she was done with them. She didn't want them anymore. She's like, here, you take these. I don't even need Italian ices. What is going on?
And I looked at him. I go, wow, like that. And then I yelled down the hall, you need to be grateful of your mother. Because I'll tell you why. Yesterday I was at the Walgreens, right? Because, you know, I love the Walgreens. And I love those end caps, right? That have like all the deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm at the Walgreens and I get dry shampoo because every chick loves dry shampoo, right? Because we feel like it's healthier for our hair if we don't wash it every day. So now they have dry shampoo in dark brown. My son has dark brown hair. So I buy one, get one free, half price. So I buy 2 bottles of this dry shampoo in dark brown for my kid because he's coming home. And then as I'm checking out, I'm like, he's going to hate this. He's going to hate this. He's going to be like, I've never used dry shampoo. That's for chicks. He's going to roll his eyes. And he goes, you just wasted your money. Like, I went through this whole process in my head while I'm paying for the dry shampoo. Because he's going to go, why did you waste your money? I've never used that stuff in my life. And I'm like, you know what? Carson just reminded me how ungrateful, first of all, only children are.
No, right? I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. They're just horrible humans.
You always want to send your kids out the door with something you give them, okay?
Right.
Something, because you feel like that it's just necessary, okay? Like, my kids will come over for dinner. They've got to take leftovers home.
Right.
I make them. I make them. I build it out
they
for them.
They throw it away as soon as they get it.
And that's fine with me. You can go ahead and throw it away. But I want you to at least leave my house with something.
But my point is this. Is like, is it just me, or do we all push our crap on our kids, even though we know that they don't want it at all?
My mom is literally cleaning out her fridge weekly. And having me take all the crap she doesn't want.
I know. It's like, is it your fault or is it my fault? Like that is it that I'm so annoying or is it you're ungrateful? It might be me. It might be me. Because I know my kid. I can't wait. I'm even going to record him talking about this dry shampoo because you know he's going
to
hate it.
I can't wait to see his face.
But he might love it.
He might. But I doubt it. He'll be like, this is for girls. And I tried to buy the dark brown that looked the manliest container.
Right.
You know, it didn't have flowers on it or anything. Yeah. It just had some stripes. So I'm like, this looks manly. But I like overanalyze how much he's going to hate this. And like, I got to make sure it doesn't have flowers on it. And like,
or he might even say he likes it, but then once he goes back to California, you find it in your house still.
Yeah.
You know? He did that. Okay. You pull one of those where you say, oh my gosh, that's so nice of you. I love this. I'm going to give this a try. And then when they pack their stuff, they conveniently leave it behind.
Okay, so this happened.
Yeah.
I got him some really cool jeans. You know, like my cargo jeans that I like from Zara? Well, Zara has a men's department, right? And they have some cool stuff. So I even cut the tags out that say Zara so he wouldn't know they were from Zara because I knew he'd hate it. So I cut the tags out. I gave them to him for Christmas. And he's like, wow, those are pretty cool. He left them.
Yeah. They're
at my house.
There you go.
Yeah, he took everything else, like the Garmin camera, the Garmin watch, all that he took with him. Uh-huh. But I have two pair of Zara jeans that have the tags cut out of them.
Yeah, and they think you don't notice. You know, at least take it with you and throw it in the dumpster somewhere. You know?
Oh, my God. I'm just so tired of jumping through hoops for that child.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.